a tree. Swanging on a branch up under the sun lived a bad little monkey called Jojo Gunn. A bad motherfucker if you ever saw one. He was sitting under the tree jacket off with nothing to do and nowhere to go. He said, I think I'll get the whole jungle in a goddamn uproar. Just then he saw the lion pass by and he wiped the calm off his hand. He said, now that's a bad motherfucker I just can't stand. I can be down to the creek so thirsty I'm about to faint. But I have to step back and let this big motherfucker get him a goddamn drink. He said, hey, brother lion, this little motherfucker been talking about you in a hell of a way. He said some things I'm damn near scared to say. I know he couldn't have possibly been your friend, cause he spoke of the shape that your family was in. He said your daddy was a bastard and your mama was a hoe. And you could eat pussy, but he wasn't for show. He talked about your mama and your daddy so bad that when he started talking about your sister, it even made me mad. I don't know what you're gonna do, but I'd go down there and see that big motherfucker if I was you. The lion looked up in the tree. He said, tell me who this bad motherfucker is that's been talking about me. Jojo said, you don't want to start no rumble, cause he's the biggest son of a bitch in the whole wide jungle. The lion tried to reach and grab Jojo by his tail. Got mad and went roaring through the jungle trail. With his head held high and his back drooped low, his tail was popping like a 44. Knocking coconuts off the trees. He would knock the long ass giraffe down to his motherfucking knees. He ran up under the elephant under the coconut tree. He said, put up your deuce, motherfucker, cause you got to tussle with me. The lion looked at him out of the corner of his eye. He said, motherfucker, don't come down here with no goggle-loggle-loggle. He said, last night a motherfucker tried to take my life. I got home this morning, found that same motherfucker in the bed with my wife. So from that tip, you should plainly see that this is a bad time to be fucking with me. But if you insist, I will oblige, cause I'm gonna try to change the color of your motherfucking hide. Now Jojo yelled at Leo, said, go on, knock him down. Say, hell, he don't outweigh you for about 10,000 pounds. Then Leo fired a shot uppercut. The elephant took his snout and grabbed the coconut. Then Leo shot a beautiful shot right cross. That's when that coconut landed up against his jaw. Misused his rib, just fucked up his face. Broke his collarbone and knocked his ass out of place. They fought fierce all that day. It's still a mystery how that lion got away. Now the hoot owl come back and report what he saw. But he was a lying motherfucker when he called it a draw. So you went down there with some shit from the book. But the shit switched on you and you got your ass whooped. Your eyes all black and your nose all blue. That elephant beat the shit out of you. My old lady told me before you left, I could probably whoop your ass my goddamn self. And don't come telling me that shit about you beat, cause me and your old lady had a ringside seat. Now you're coming back here looking like tip-top Toddy. With a swole up head and a fucked up body. Shut up, motherfucker, don't you roll. I might swing out on this limb and beat your ass some more. Jojo was jumping on the limb up and down. His foot missed the limb and his ass hit the ground. Like a bolt of lightning and a streak of heat. The lion was on Jojo's ass with all four feet. Jojo said, wait a minute, Mr. Lion. So you didn't raise no hell. Every motherfucker in the jungle saw you jump on me after I fell. You let me get my nuts out this sand, I will fight your ass like a natural man. Solid ground, I'll fight the close range for 15 rounds. Now Leo jumped back for a great big fight. That damn monkey hung a limb and jumped damn near out of sight. Far as anybody could see, Jojo had his ass up in the coconut tree. He said, I'm gone, motherfucker, but I'll be back soon. I'm sitting down in the jungle to get my cutting baboon. And the baboon was 30 miles in the jungle shooting food. When the rabbit broke in and gave him that bad news. Baboon hung his stick upside the wall. He said, I gotta go, people. Cut market just had a hell of a downfall. He's the smartest one in the family, seemed like my brother. You know I got to go when that sumbitch get in some trouble. So back there at the fight, that was the elephant, the raccoon, the tiger, and the bear. The bad motherfuckers was the first one there. Jojo jumped out of the middle of the tree. Jumped in the middle of the ring and began to rumble. Said, y'all have gathered from far and near to see one of the goddamnest fights of the year. Y'all know Leo is the king of his crew. Oh, but my cutting baboon is a bad motherfucker too. Baboon went to go to the corner to get him a little hit. The lion jumped on his back and gave him a goddamn fit. Rippled up his back, tore up his mane. Tore his ass up worse than a choo-choo train. The monkey saw what was happening and ran, jumped behind a stump. Said, I'll be goddamn cutting baboon and come down here drunk. I gotta go get my clothes and get out of these sticks. They'll be at my ass in a minute. They think I started this shit. Baboon was laying on the ground. He looked up in the face of Leo Lounge. Said, please, Leo, don't hit me no more in my face. Hadn't been for that monkey, I wouldn't have been fucking with you in the first.
place. He said if somebody lead their way down to his house, we'll see what the shit started all about. But when they got there, the market left and put a note on the door. Said, all you cocksuckers and motherfuckers, if you looking for me, I'm down in the jungle in the high street. I'm down there with my cousin Gorilla. He weighed 985 pounds, and ain't a sumbitch in the jungle ever knocked him down. To his cousin baboon, and he ran and jumped behind a stump. He said, I be goddamn cutting baboon and come down here drunk. I should have known by the way that motherfucker was stinking that he had been doing a whole lot of drinking. I gotta go home and get my clothes and get out of these sticks. They gonna be at my ass in a minute. See, they think I started this shit. Jojo went home and he told his old lady, he's honey, pack your clothes and pack them quick. Brought baboon and cut him out up there in the jungle pulling a bitch. They up there fighting like two motherfuckers. Say, wouldn't surprise me if they killed each other. Let's get our clothes and get out of these sticks. They'll be down here in a minute. They think I started this shit. Back there to fight the baboon.